And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goofa Goofa.
Good evening.
Hey, Tone, are you feeling any better?
A little bit, but not much.
A little bit, but not much. Well, I reckon we've got music to cure you this week.
Excellent.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we have got some cracking music this week. We are, you are listening to the award-winning Punky Radio.
Oh, the award-winning.
And by way of thanks, I got a couple of Setting Sun albums to give away.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Nice one.
Oh, yeah. We got a competition later on in the show. That's right. I'm praying British people win. Because it cost me a fortune in postage when you fuckers in New Zealand win, I tell you. £5 it cost me.
Five quid.
That's nearly $400.
There, there.
That's
lucky,
nearly,
lucky for us.
It's nearly 1,500 New Zealand dollars.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Cool. That's right. Fuck, mate. Just think how many sheep you could get for me. hey, not talking about New Zealand particularly, but this lunchtime I watched a Steve Irwin thing.
All right.
Steve Irwin Crocodile Hunter thing that was on ITV or something. And I thought it was a bit weird because he's dead and that.
Yeah.
Watched him going, oh, this fucking croc nearly fucking bit me. He didn't say fucking, but I bet he does off air. Or did off air.
Totally.
I bet he's swearing upstairs. But I never really watched it before.
No, it's all right.
That was a bit like Shakespeare, though. No was one it? Read him while he was alive.
It's not appreciated.
It wasn't. Oh. I think Steve Irwin is an Australian Shakespeare. And in 400 years' time, we'll be called the Bard of Oz. My granddad went back to Australia this week.
Did he?
Yeah, he's been over. Did I say to you that I said to someone, my granddad's coming over from Oz? And they went, really? I didn't know he existed. No, Australia.
Ah.
He's not a fucking wizard. And we've got a word of the week.
Okay.
That I've invented myself.
You're very excited this week.
I am quite excited this week. There's a couple of songs we're playing this week that I love.
Okay.
All right, but the word of the week is one I threatened someone with it in Birmingham when drunk on Friday night.
Right.
When what I wanted to say was, if you don't shut up, I'm going to go and do a poo in my toilet, wait for the water to go brown, and then I'm going to get a cup, and I'm going to fill the cup up with the poo juice, and I'm going to pour it on your hair.
Right.
Except I didn't say poo juice. I just went poofs.
Poos.
Yeah.
Aww.
Poo juice. Poos. So basically, this week's word of the week, that was the needles, by the way.
Okay.
This week's word of the week is a beautiful phrase for a beautiful natural product, which is basically leave your poo in the pan for a bit, wait for the water to go brown. That water, from now on, is known as poos.
It's not the best thing to have in summer, though, is it? Nice hot day. That would be really wrong.
Chilled.
Chilled pooge.
Poos on ice, mate. That's what I'm saying. Poos on ice. You really got it. Pooge.
Pooge.
Not pooch. That's alco poos.
Alcoholic poo.
Alco poos.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Vodka and poos on the rocks.
It has to be on the rocks.
Mate, first song. Straight on with it. First song. This is brilliant. I love this. This is like the old days this week's Punky.
Is it?
I'm not relying on things that have been sent or whatever. I would like you all to know I still buy CDs.
Yeah.
But I refuse to pay full price for anything.
Yes, you do.
On CD, don't I? I just refuse. I just won't do it. I do think a lot of them are overpriced in the shops. But I found this one called Inner City Sumo, Modern Rock and Roll from the Mersey Delta. Now, it's not like me to help out a scouser.
No.
But fuck me, this is brilliant, right? Because I turned it over, thought, oh, I wonder who's on this. Track two, Zombie and the Skeletons.
All right.
For example, some bands that we will be playing on the show, and I got it for the knockdown price of £2 secondhand.
Nice.
And it's brilliant. And there's a track on it by the Blue Demons, who were one of the first bands we ever added on MySpace.
Right.
Who said they were going to send us something and never did.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's a bit out of order, Blue Demons. But then they've got a track on here, and we are playing it.
Okay.
Because, Tony, right, what I want to know is what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Blue Demons.
Might be. Don't know. Didn't get a chance to find it out. They're only on MySpace friends.
Oh, okay.
It might be the Blue Demons. It might be Blue Demons. So I'm going to have to call it at the top half a point each.
Okay.
We've got a half the hole because I haven't actually researched what it is.
Right, okay.
So, and you've had a good guess.
It's got to be something like that, isn't it?
I would think so, yeah. But we're not absolutely sure. So it's half a point each.
Okay, fair enough.
Mate, last week you won 8-0.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Happy days.
We might have won an award in music, which I will be talking about later.
Yeah.
And we may indeed be, in our own opinions, uniting fans and bands across the lands. But we are also the undisputed kings of fuck all.
We are the undisputed kings of fuck all.
Oh yeah, I'm loving that. Nice. I'm loving it. It's practically an instrumental, I grant you.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
But I just wanted to play it. It may even become a future bed. I like it so much.
That would be
because I just like, we are the undisputed kings of fuck all. And I thought, what a great thing for us to play the week when we've won an award.
Oh yeah.
Little bit of humility. Let's be the undisputed kings of fuck all. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nice.
Well done, Scousers. From the horse's mouth. So, yeah. Hey! I thought I was going to get away with the whole bit without doing it. That is fucking great. I want more Blue Demon stuff. If you can track this sampler down, we are going to play more stuff. It came out 2 years ago. 2005 on Spank Records.
Spank?
And it was Spank CD 007.
Nice.
And it's called Inner City Sumo. Track it down. It's really, really good. I'm happy with it. It's the best £2 I've spent in a long time.
Cool.
Yeah, this is the Planet Smashers.
Yes, it is.
I'm trying to get it right this week. Trying to get that bit right.
Nice guys. Good drinkers.
Bastards.
Yeah.
MySpace, latest comments.
Yes.
Please do, if you get the chance to go onto MySpace, and do, we will have the Blue Demons on our top friends. We'll have all the bands this week. We'll be in our MySpace top friends.
Yeah.
Please do check out all the bands we play, and if you like their stuff, buy it. That's what we're here for, really. And please do leave us a comment. If you haven't done it in a while, do it now.
Yes.
Because basically, next week, we might have to make two shows. Mightn't we?
Might do.
And so if we do, we're going to need as many MySpace comments this week as possible so we can cover the bank holiday. You can still get the quality products you've come to expect.
That's right.
And we can do two really good shows.
The award-winning quality product.
It is an award-winning quality product.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a good sausage. MySpace, latest comments. Here goes. Oi, oi. Thanks for playing one of our songs. I'm glad you like us. We don't mind if you play a song every week if you want. Thanks for support. Anything else you would like to work with us on, then please let us know. Keep rocking the forget-me-nots.
Nice.
P.S. What is Goopa Goopa? Well, it's got a bit confusing. Because I don't consider Goopa Goopa to be a greeting.
Right.
I consider it to be an exclamation of joy and happiness.
Correct.
Except that we have, I have brought in Apoog Apoog as a farewell.
Yeah.
Even though Goopa Goopa is not necessarily a greeting. I hope that's cleared things up.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Ahoy, Punky.
Hello.
I just listened to last week's show and it was great. Anywho, I have an amazing band to recommend for you guys. A few weeks ago, I was in Japan and I was privileged to catch two amazing bands. They were Monster Bird and The Homesicks. I saw them in Osaka and they blew me and my pals away. I think that's a bit childish to do that. I don't want to make this long, so sayonara, chowder gobbers. What a great time to get this on. Thank you very much, Thomas. I am going to check them out as soon as I get a chance.
Yeah.
Because basically, if you really, really like them, and that goes for all of you, actually, if you do really want to recommend a band, I would prefer you recommended us to them.
Correct.
It's going to save us a lot of time. So the best thing you can really do, Thomas, is find these bands on MySpace or something and say, hey, get in touch with Punky Radio. I've told them you're brilliant. They might play you.
Yeah.
Because we get so many requests for people to just go and check out our page or go and check out this band. We don't get the time to do it. It's much easier if we're approached by you. And, you know, frankly, now we're award-winning.
Award-winning.
We can afford to be a bit more choosy.
That's right, people.
Speaking of which, fuck you, Paul. I sent in one shitty CD that I totally regret. Now you can trust me with great music from now because that's all I deal with since I have a new partner that helps me with B2B. But anyway, sounds fucking awesome listening to the Forget-Me-Nots on my all-time favourite podcast. Yay, Ems.
Nice.
Proof it works.
Brings it back at the end.
Proof it works, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, she says fuck you, Paul, but you know.
She doesn't mean it.
She could probably leave the U out. Paul, Tony.
Hello.
That slideshow baby song you played in this week's show was fucking wank. It sounded like Cher having an emo fit, wailing crap lyrics through a fucking synthesizer. What on earth possessed you to play that bollocks? Thank the Lord you had Riot Squad and King Kurt to make up for it, you shittiots. Nearly had me in Fishtown. That's from Edward Elizabeth Hitler. P.S. I still love you cunts though. Peace.
It's nice, isn't it?
Turns it around again. That's quite a nice little run because it's a band and then someone saying the band were great and then someone saying the show's great and there's these other bands and then someone saying the band's shit.
Yeah.
But you're still great. It's all tidy right
now. Oh.
Let's see if Podcast Alley can do the same thing.
Okay. Again, if you could add your comments and Podcast Alley comments, we'd really appreciate them this week.
And votes. We need votes.
Yes, it's been a slow month, people.
Soupy and Garage Punk. Garage Punk, legitimate votes.
Are they?
Legitimate votes. That's why they've stalled. I think because Garage Punk do like five shows a week.
And all right.
It probably only takes one or two of them to say, can you vote for us? And they'll get a load of people will immediately go and vote.
Okay.
But then if the rest don't do it, they won't. So they got a load of votes in one go. Yeah. But they're all genuine votes.
Okay. So we actually are losing legitimately.
We're losing legitimately,
oh,
which means our fans, our award-winning fans and bands across the land.
They're letting us down.
Because we're all in this together. Right,
that's
kids?
Right.
have to redouble their efforts. Anyway, sorry. Yes.
Get along to punkyradio.com. Top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that. It's the easiest way to vote. Enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. Alternatively, you can always go to Podcast Alley to vote, or at MySpace.
She's lovely.
MySpace.com/punkyradio, and there's a email address box. Type in email address and just hit vote. hear the top five comments for this week. Kid Cash Show, guys. Keep up the great work.
And thanks.
That's what XY Rocks. Thanks for voting on podcast.
Yo, we're loving the XY Rocks, man.
XYRocks.com. Check them out.
Check them out. They do a show as well.
Yeah.
They're our new podcast buddies.
That's right. Off on holiday tomorrow. Bottoms
Are
up.
You?
We'll catch up on the shows when I get back, and that's some Black Cat.
Oh, great.
Great. Vote equals blowing smoke. Thanks, Punky, for always being there in the stupid voting crap. Since you vote from the stream, I need to keep this karma alive. That's
that is.
Garrett Holsteady.
Thank you very much, Gary Holsteady. Independent Stream's a good show as well. That's right. all the independent bands from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they've been playing Bridge Over Troubled Water this week.
Listen up. Listen up, you smacktards. You must,
right.
You must get this show. It's chock full of cunts and twats.
Oh, is it?
That's from Michael. Thanks
Thank
for that.
Thank you, Michael.
So nice.
Maybe he could row the boat ashore.
Maybe he could.
Maybe he could. I'm a natural.
And finally, fucking great show, scum pouches. Been away for a while. No, not locked up, but at university doing woodland management. And Tony's got a girl. Nice one, handsome. Thank you very much. Yeah. When's the next block party? And that's from Stevie D and Mistress.
Okay, no.
Whoever Stevie D and Mistress might
what
be.
What A-levels do you have to fail to get on woodland management?
At you?
What is that? The University of Kirkby.
Okay. Hey, isn't it wrong with that? Hard Knocks.
The University of Hard Knocks. I've got a PhD and getting twatted.
That's right. It's like works around here.
Woodland management. No wonder he keeps his fucking identity a secret. Mind you, we could always use a bit of woodland management here in the bunker.
That's right.
Perhaps he could come round and sort out our studio.
Yeah.
Trim a few twigs back.
It would help.
It would.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
Cool. Next song. Oh, I've lost my next song page.
Oh dear.
And now I have it back. No, no. Back.
Go.
Yeah.
Hey.
Devilish Presley.
Hey.
I spoke to Johnny Navarro from Devilish Presley just the other day.
Okay.
And they've binned off Ken.
The drummer?
Yeah. Binned him off.
Was he getting ideas of his station?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he suggested they let him have a cymbal.
Oh, right, okay.
He said, all right, can I just have a cowbell? No! You can't have a cowbell.
So they're back to a two-piece?
They're back to what they should be, a duo.
Nice.
But I
a
think...
Twosome. Nice.
I think they're working on new material at the moment as well. But the only thing I would say, Devilish Presley, is you're going to have to buy a better drum machine now. Because now people will have got used to big, heavy,
yeah,
surfy tom drums.
Yeah.
The old drumming might sound a little bit light. I reckon they need a big fuck-off piece of electronic drum kit to make up for Ken. And if they can give it a bit of a quiff, that'll help as well. But what I want to do is play something off their first album.
Okay.
Because we've only ever played one track off their first album called Disgraceland. This album, I believe, is still available on November the 10th Records. You can find out more about them at devilishpresley.com. But what I'd like to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/devilishpresley.
It's Tony one and a half, Paulie being the internet half.
Half point meeting the lot.
This is cover version.
There's a long black train coming into town. It pulls up and he gets out. It's your new boyfriend, just dressed in black. You're seeing him behind my back. And you don't care what the people say. You're gonna be a star someday. And you've always been your daddy's girl. But now you're ruined in this world. Triple X between your thighs. Triple X now every night. Am I the real thing, baby? Or am I your cover version? Am I the real thing, baby? Or am I your sick perversion?
But now you're ruined in this.
Yes, I think you probably are. Jackie and Johnny, aka Devilish Presley. This is the Dead 60s. Like, we're keeping it up this week, aren't we?
I've got an affinity with him. He sounds a little bit, kind of got my kind of singing style to it. Well, I've got his maybe. You know.
Yeah, right, Tone.
I'm trying.
Yeah, that's what I think about Jackie. I think me and Jackie sound very similar.
True.
Great band. And they're doing quite a lot of bands with psychobillies and punks. And they're going to be, when it's the next Creepers Psychobilly night in Nottingham, Johnny right. Navarro is going to be one of the DJs.
Oh, the social?
Yeah.
Is it the social?
It's at social, yeah. I think it's on, I think it coincides with me being, I think it's September the 1st, Saturday the 1st. I'm not sure, but anyway, right. we've mentioned it before, we are going to mention
it. Yeah, I think
it's again.
The first Friday of the month.
Oh, is it? Well, in that case, it might be the 8th. It might be when I'm doing my next show. I can't go anyway, but he is going to be DJing. Because okay. Smeggy from King Kurt DJed the first one, of course.
Yeah.
Right, I'm now looking for the thing that I'm supposed to have already got. And now it's all right here.
This is the Dead 60s, yeah?
This is the Dead 60s.
Reminds me. We were talking about their tour.
Yeah.
There's a MySpace thing for it. You've got the MySpace. It's like a tour diary and
oh,
things
cool.
and album previews. And
right.
things. So if people like this Dead 60s, check that out. It's myspace.com/, I think it's the Dead 60s.
All right, but they're on our top friends, so you'll be able
right,
to get it
yeah.
through their
Check
own
that
page.
Out.
So just go through us. Let us be your conduit
yes.
to Dead 60s happiness. Yeah. Tone, I've been really getting into stuck into Facebook, mate. I have.
You love Facebook.
I have. I believe I've got 146 friends now.
That's quite impressive.
And every single one of them
yeah,
I've met in a bizarre manner.
Oh, really?
For example,
yes,
Martin Smith.
All right.
He added me on Facebook, but do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you. We met randomly. Martin and I first met when the world was in black and white, so we coloured it in and now everybody's happy and smiley, but we ran out of felt tips before we got to the goths, so they're still a bit mardy. Well, Adam Sparks added me as a friend on Facebook.
Alright.
Do you know how we met?
How do you meet?
I'll tell you. We met randomly. Adam came to me in a vision. A vision in pink! Cerise is like so his colour, and the frock was to die for. Now, right, I hope I get the pronunciation right. Rachel Stain. Rachel right. Steen, I want to go with, but Rachel. Stained Rachel.
Okay.
I don't know. I believe her middle name is Cum.
Oh, God.
Rachel Stain added me as a friend on Facebook. But
right.
do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
Well, this is quite interesting. I'm actually Rachel's mother. We lived in our house. Rachel is my youngest daughter. I've got 9. We worked at the dairy. Now, this is where it gets a bit confusing here, because she actually made some stuff up about us.
Okay.
Right? Which is great. She's joined in. So, basically, I'm going to have to pretend to do an impression of Rachel now. We worked at the dairy. Dad would take me on the milk round on my way to school. Dad made me. I was 5. We were members of the MFU, the Milk Float Union. We took health and safety on milk floats. How to be a good MFU rep. We travelled to school. Back to me now. I used to give Rachel a lift to school on my milk float. It meant she had to be there at 4 a.m, but as I used to say to her, stop crying, we're carbon neutral. Kev Sutherland okay. added me as a friend on Facebook. But do you know how we met, Tony?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you. We met randomly. Huh. Kev used to work as a pedestrian crossing, and I used to make pedestrians cross. It was a marriage made in a built-up area. Last but not least, the world famous Eleanor Young, who we've mentioned on the show before, who is currently in Edinburgh doing a show.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope there aren't too many stairs. She added me as a friend on Facebook. But do you know how we met, Tony?
How do you meet?
We met randomly in 2007. We worked on a pig farm experimenting with aviation. Well, you never know. They might. Have a look for yourself next time you're at an airport.
Oh.
We worked at a pig farm. We took pigonometry. I was quite pleased with that. We travelled to the pig farm. The hours were long, but the work was fascinating, if malodorous.
Nice.
Yes. Have you got a twat?
I do have a twat. Thank you all for your twat nominations, as per usual. But hey, I'm always up for more. So if you do have a twat nomination, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week, it's from Bill from New York. I think we've heard of
him
before.
I like Bill. Bill's very sensible and clever.
Yes, exactly. And understands the date thing fine.
Bill knows about stuff.
That's right.
Bill is not like other Americans.
That's right.
Although we do love you. We'd like to stay in your houses.
Please.
Particularly in the Chicago and St. Louis. Hopefully you'll be coming with me if you can afford it. We will be meeting Bitch Slap Barbie in St. Louis.
Right.
We're having a night out with Bitch Slap Barbie, man. They're going to show us around St. Louis. Nice one. And we'll come back with a Bitch Slap Barbie. But I think we got a Bitch Slap Barbie album.
I think so, yeah.
We certainly played one track of theirs. Did they send us an album as well? I think they did.
They sent us a bit of a kit with stickers and things.
They did, yeah. We'll get some Bitch Slap Barbie out of the bag. As a preview show, we'll play some before we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Loving the Bitch Slap Barbie. Sorry.
Excellent. Right, this week from Bill. Tony, I have an is a twat for you, who are BBC America. I have started watching BBC America quite a bit. I started with the World News in the morning because CNN morning show is shit. And I find a few interesting shows on there as well. I was watching the other night and the commercials came up and the BBC A had a spot where they were promoting closed captioning for the shows in English.
Right.
They have all of these smart-ass little sayings for it, such as, the following programme contains accents that you would have heard a lot more of if you hadn't thrown our tea in Boston Harbour. To find out what if anyone is talking about, please turn on closed captioning. Then they show you how to turn on closed captioning. I found the whole thing insulting. I don't have to have captions to understand an English accent. Scottish accent, maybe a different story. So for having the nerve to offer English captions to English shows and being so condescending to think that Americans can't keep pace with a conversation in a British accent, I would like to nominate BBC American for Is a Twat. It almost pissed me off enough to change my stance on the proper formatting of the date. Some Bill from New York.
No, I'd like Bill.
No?
No chance.
Okay.
How funny is that? BBC America, which I've been on, by the way.
Have you? That's why.
Bargain Hunt. They showed the episode of Bargain Hunt I was on.
Oh, really?
They showed it loads of times. I love BBC America. And how funny is it that BBC America is putting captions up saying our accents, which you might have understood if you hadn't thrown all of our tea in the harbour. That is so pathetically childish. That is me all over. Bill, if you're calling BBC America twat, you're calling me a twat. I'm not having it.
Oh, really?
So if you want to do it, if you want to do it, you can do it by yourself.
I'll do it on my own.
I won't be getting involved here.
Okay.
All right.
But I am with you.
All right.
So, BBC America is a twat.
No, it's not.
Controversial.
Yeah. Bill, I love you, man, but I'm not having that. If you can't take a fucking joke, it's just the British taking a piss. You've been listening to us for 2 years. Haven't you noticed? We do it all the time.
How do you know they've shown your bargain hunt quite a few times? Have people been emailing in? How do you know they've shown the bargain hunt? Has people been saying
Every once in a while, someone in America gets in touch with me saying, I've just seen you on the telly again.
All right, nice.
I'm on a loop on BBC America. Yeah. Whenever they're showing bargain hunt, they do seem to... There's certain ones they've picked out.
Right.
Of various different series, I think, that are just on a loop.
Oh, interesting.
And they picked our one out. Not because it's any good or anything, it's just completely random.
Oh, okay. I thought it was supposed to be the international media star and all that.
No. Now they know I'm award-winning.
Award-winning, exactly.
They'll probably say, the award-winning contestant on Bargain Hunt, Paul B. Edwards. Mate, you know, I didn't say much about Facebook before we read out the Facebook ads, but I have been loving Facebook this week. I told you, I've not been sleeping well. I was ill. I'm better now. I started playing Scrabble online, right?
Yeah.
And Wednesday, I got in from a gig. Was it Wednesday night? Yeah, it was Wednesday. Oh, was it Wednesday last week? I can't remember. I got in from a gig late and I turned the computer on and I wanted to have a game of Scrabble and all the people that I was having games with had gone to bed or weren't there.
Yeah.
So I just went to join game. You know, there's a thing that you can just join the game and see who wants a game on the same things as you. And I went on there and nobody wanted a game except for this French bird who wanted a game of Scrabble in French.
Ugh.
And I went, fuck it, I'll go for it. Right?
Right.
I thought, if I can beat this woman at French Scrabble, French words in French,
yeah,
she must be a real thick Frencho, right? Anyway, Halfway through the game, she leaves an well, actually, I'd set up an exposed triple word score that she hadn't exploited with my two words, payage and goutte, because I was using proper French words. I like this French bird who put down shit, racks and Benji. I failed to see how they're French words.
Benji?
Anyway, Benji, B-E-N-J-I.
Well, the dog?
Benji, yeah. Apparently, it's in the French fucking dictionary.
Wicked.
Right? So she's put down shit, racks and Benji, and I'm getting payage and goutte and feeling pretty good about myself. Yeah. Right? And then I get down in this corner and I just put down me, M-E. That's going to be M-E across and M-I down.
Yeah.
So it's going to score me 12 points down and 4 points across because the M's 3 and the E's 1 and the I's 1.
Yeah.
So you get 3 times 4 plus 4, right? 16 points.
Okay.
Right? Anyway, I only get 12 points.
Right.
I think, hang on, I'm not having this. I'm playing a French bird at French Scrabble in French. That's hard enough without Scrabulous not giving me the right points. So I emailed them.
Okay.
Subject, a query. I am playing Scrabble using the French dictionary. Put me down on a triple, creating me in the process. Thought I was on for 16 points and only got 12. What's happened there then? Here's the link. Thanks, Paul B. Edwards, right? They send me a very short, terse email back.
Okay.
Special squares are counted only for the first word that is played on them.
Bollocks.
That was it, right? I sent them one back, now pissed off. Yes, I know. 3 times 4 plus 3 plus 1 equals 16. I added, and I did a little sort of diagram of payage and goot and me and I said, which, as I say, should have scored 16 points, not 12. I know how to play Scrabble. Paul. Get an email back from the makers of Scrabulous.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. The letter M has 2 points in French Scrabble. The tile image is wrong to show 3 points.
Oh.
This is a work in progress and should be updated soon. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorted those fuckers out straight away. So I then sent back, right? I then sent back. Ah, I was stoned when I took this game on anyway. I've only got an O-level in French and I thought it would be a laugh. For the record, I'm doing all right and might even win. Got a message back from the makers of Scrabulous. Lol, good luck. The makers of Scrabulous wanted me to beat the French chick, right? I did.
Did you?
Yeah. But I did by default. And this is, I feel a bit bad about this, but I don't feel bad about myself for long. Right? I was beating her.
Right.
And then I got stuck with a Y. And there were hardly any words in French with a Y at the end, start or end of them. Okay. Y is a bad letter in French, basically. The only word you can really use is E. Which is just Y,
yeah.
But you can't add it to anything,
no,
because it's just one letter. So the only thing you can do with E is put it down first. And if you have a Y and you just put down E, the person you're playing is going to think you are a retard. Like, so I got stuck with this Y for the whole fucking game, basically. And then she started to draw ahead towards the end of the game because she was getting letters out and I just couldn't. Right, and she ended up 40 points ahead.
Right,
and I was passing turns, and I sent her an email. I do feel a little bit bad about this, but I sent her an email saying, look, I keep having to pass turns. I can't go anymore. You appear to be stuck as well. You're winning by 40 points.
Yeah.
I'm going to resign the game. Right, and just said it as friendly as I could. Thank you. Thanks so much for the game. I've had a really good laugh playing you, but I will now resign so you can just win.
Yeah.
Right, and then forgot to.
All right.
I forgot to resign, right? Because it was about 4 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Yeah.
Right. I went to bed. Next morning, when I get up again and check my Scrabble, right? Imagine my surprise when it says I've beaten her.
All right.
Right. She got pissed off with waiting for me to resign, resigned herself, thus defaulting the game. So even though she was winning by 40 points, the game was awarded to me. And that's how the English win wars. So I beat her. That was fantastic. I have retired. If she challenges me again, I'll refuse.
No, that's fine.
Childish? Me? Yes. Right.
Yes.
Anyway, the reason that I say all this is because the next band we're playing are called Jean Bleu.
Okay.
Jean Bleu are from France, and they've got a CD out called Mammouth Punk, and I am loving Jean Bleu. Right? And the email exchange, the MySpace message exchange I had with them was fantastic.
Yeah.
I might tell you after it, because I've been waffling on here.
Okay.
Right, I'll tell you about that after. But right now, this is Jean Bleu. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Jean Bleu's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Jean Bleu.
And how are you spelling Jean Bleu?
J-E-A-N TONYBLEU.
Very good. It's Tony, 2.5, Pauly B in the internet, 1/2. And this is Poopy.
Un arbre gagne d'eau de passage dans sa porte. Peu à peu ses feuilles chantent, loin de loin. La compagnie d'invisible lui pèse. Il me supplie juste un instant. Ne sommes qu'un, je lui sers mon verbon. Ne sommes qu'un, je lui sers mon histoire. Poupie, poupie d'agrame.
I wonder what Eddie Hitler thought of that.
I might like that.
Fantastic. Absolutely loving it. And there's more bonkers stuff on that than that. That's not right. The most bonkers track.
Okay, that's the radio-friendly one, yeah?
That is the radio-friendly one, yeah. Yeah, and that is just, if you'd like to find it, please do check out myspace.com/Jean Bleu. They are great. And buy this CD. It's great. It can, depending on the kind of friends you've got, it can make any evening or empty any party.
Yeah.
Depending on the kind of mates you've got, it's either a floor filler or I've had enough of this lot being around my house. I'm going to bung on Jean Bleu. It's brilliant. What happened was they got in touch with us. Right? They put in a MySpace friend request and then I went and checked out their profile because they had done. And I really liked what I heard. So I got in touch with them and I said, is there any chance you can send us a CD? Because like we play CDs on the show and we'd really like to feature on the show. You've added us. You obviously already know about us. Mm. We would like a CD, please. And I got a typical Gallic response, typical French, exactly what you'd expect. They just went, can I not send you an MP3? Like, we have MP3. Can I not send you an MP3? And I went, no, you can't send us an MP3. We only play CDs. It says all over our page, we do not play MP3.
Yeah.
You've got to send us a CD through the post if you want to be played. And we would love you to. But this is why we only play stuff that's on CD so that it can be bought by our listeners. We don't want to just waste everyone's time with just songs that just fly about. We're trying to help bands that are genuinely trying to get on. So if you can send us an MP3, don't bother, send us a CD, right?
CD.
So he sends me a message back going, I would not feed that response to my dog. I will send you a CD rather than an MP3. But I just do not hope. I hope it is not destroyed. Dans le poste. And as you discussed off air, when you said to me, what did you say?
I said, well, you know, as soon as you can trust the English post service, it's fine.
Yeah, as long as you get past Calais, mate, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, fantastic. I'm loving them. I'm thinking about a trip to France just to go and see Jean Bleu. I'm loving them.
Yeah.
All right. Poop, peanut. Anyway, Tony, have you had a chance to visit our friends at GoDaddy.com?
Not yet.
Haven't you? a terrible shame because essentially they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, and SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and AZ podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2, that's a
PUNKY2
code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is it a no-brainer, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. And judging by the amount of orders they've taken through us doing this,
it's worth
using
it.
Our code, it is a service that people do take up, and it does work.
Yes.
And judging by the feedback we've had, it's all right.
Yeah,
the only complaint is positive testimonials. Yeah, the only complaint is there appear to be a few too many pages to go through to get your discount and stuff. But you can do it. It's like it's good value. You can get discount. Basically, everybody... Well, we benefit because we get a very small percentage of your order. They benefit because they get the business. You benefit because you get the product. And everyone in Chicago benefits because we get the chance to go and see it.
Exactly.
Because basically,
that's the way that works.
Because basically, if you'd like to know why we're more than happy to be sponsored by GoDaddy.com, since they've been sponsoring us last December, we've saved up exactly enough money to pay for two flights to Chicago.
Yeah.
Basically, so us going on about that for 8 months has afforded us a summer holiday. And would you begrudge us that?
No, the TTM boys, who are the most vocal about is not being signed up and fuck them, man.
Yeah,
are benefiting from this because they are see
benefiting.
Them.
They're benefiting. So total talk nonsense. Scott. You'd be nothing without GoDaddy.
There you go.
Nothing. is there anything you have to say or do here, Tony?
I can mention recordings.
Okay.
I forgot to mention last week. I did some recording this week with a couple of bands I'm in. So if you want to check out a couple of songs I've done, if you go to the Alcohol MySpace, myspace.com/alcohol, there's a new song on there called Superhero, which we've got on there.
Is that about me?
Nope. About me. Super Tony. That's right. And the pirate band I'm in, El Draco and the Pieces
of
Hate.
Oh, no. There's been a terrible avalanche, typhoon, earthquake. Let's get Super Tony. Super Tony, come and help us with your emo powers. And Super Tony will go, I can't do anything about it. I'm too depressed.
That's right.
Sorry.
If you go to myspace.com/El Draco and the Pieces of Hate, then you'll hear a couple of songs that we've done for my new recording on there.
Good name for a band, that, as well.
It's a great band as well.
El Draco and the Pieces of Hate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes, indeed. Oh yes. D66, booty shaking. And I was in touch with D66 last week, which is what made me revisit that EP. Which he did that for us. He made us a special EP. It was only out on vinyl.
And he actually
made us an EP. But the new stuff he's doing, I think, is coming out on CD, so it will be available for purchase.
Oh, cool.
And he's already recorded some, and he's sending us an EP that we haven't got, and then he's recording some new stuff as well. He's just bonkers. Utterly bonkers. Like Jean Bleu, bonkers. But what I want to know is, what is D66 MySpace page?
MySpace.com/D66.
No, MySpace.com/D66 is D67. Does that make any sense?
All right.
You?
No,
sir. So that is Tony and the Internet.
Two and a half. Against 1.5?
Bully B 1.5. Yeah. Chances.
Okay.
I'm going to start this now. By the way, the last band on the bed was Zombie Ghost Train, if I didn't mention. This is Mustang Lightning. I've forgotten where I am. Oh, mate. Ha ha. So, first up, I would like to say, Tommy, I don't know where your poem's gone. Can you resend it to paulieb@punkyradio.com? We've had a poem for Poetry Corner from Tommy, my dad.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know where it's gone.
Okay.
I've no idea where it's gone. So, Tommy, if you can resend it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, I will sort that out. I've just done a couple of gigs in Birmingham, one in Southend the other night.
Yeah.
Went to Southend, and the directions to the gig in Southend, Funny Bunnies, I recommend it if you're in the Southend area.
Right.
I was hoping some of the guys from Vomit were going to show up. They didn't.
Oh.
We shelter their fucking gig, you know.
Gotcha. Drove all that way.
I know, I drove all the way to Southend.
Stayed in the hotel, paid all the money.
Ant was all right. He's on holiday.
All right.
Rest of them just fucking cry off pudding heads. Cry off pudding heads.
Nice.
I might have to get next time in Southend, I might have to take a little flask of poos. That'll make him fucking vomit. But I got down there and I've got the directions in my head. I've been to the gig before and I get there, but the road, the underpass I need to go under to the Victoria Thingy Bob, you can't go under there anymore.
Right.
And that screws me up. One-way system, can't find a gig. So I'm driving around Southend for ages, not being able to find a gig. Eventually stop and ask this bloke for directions. So, excuse me, mate, I'm trying to find Seymour's nightclub. And this bloke goes, Army Greens, rah, like that. He's pissed, this bloke. He says, ex-serviceman, 24 years, I'll hop in and give you directions myself. Rah, rah, rah. I went, all right, fair enough.
So, anyway. I wouldn't.
Of course you wouldn't, Tony. But in exactly the same way, I can confidently walk into a transvestite bar and just start chatting.
Yes.
I can meet a bloke who's been in the army for 24 years.
And pick him up.
By the side of the road and pick him up, yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Anyway, he was pissed out of his face. And I went to shake his hand. I said, listen, I don't normally let strange men in the car, but quite frankly, I've got to get the Seymours. Right?
Feed me.
And I went to shake his hand and he kept his arms folded and wouldn't shake my hand, which was a bit odd.
Right.
I went, all right, fair enough. You just direct me. So anyway, he gives me round the houses directions that are just not the way that... When I realised where it was, I'd actually driven past it a couple of times myself. And when I realised where it was and where I picked him up, he actually took me on the longest fucking detour to get to this place. And I was starting to think he's going to take me down an estate in a minute.
Yes. Right,
and that'll be the last anybody ever hears of me. But no, he did get me there. And then I said, look, thanks very much, sir. Do you want to come in? I'm guessing. He goes, oh no, I'm going to have a Chinese. I've just finished with my long-term partner and I have to go home and get drunk. I went, okay. It was all a bit odd.
Okay.
Well, he did the gig brilliant. Anyway, on the way there and on the way back, I was playing this new album we've been sent from Bad Afro Records by The Defectors.
Yeah.
Bruised and Satisfied.
Were you?
It's on the next track, both. First thing I said when I went for the interview at the Army, of course, they said, So, Edwards, do you think you could kill a man? I went, no, but I can make his eyes water. Yep. I'm going to play it in a bit. Anyway,
excellent.
I had that on just all the way to Southend, all the way back. Brilliant, brilliant album. And you just noticed it even says on the front, excellent music for driving.
Yeah.
It is. It's excellent music for driving. Went up to Birmingham, stayed in the Holiday Inn. Much respect to the Holiday Inn Birmingham, man.
Yeah.
He's loving it like that. I was chatting breeze with him straight away.
Chatting breeze?
I was chatting breeze, man.
Oh, Blake.
I was chatting breeze with my new henches. Right? There's the bird on reception though, man. She was butters.
Oh, really?
Right, she's butters, man. She's butters. Right? Got in and said, I have requested a smoking room. And they said, we haven't got any. And the bloke next to me said, oh, wow, you've put me in a smoking room and I don't want one. Can we swap? I went, oh, timing.
Yeah.
Paulie B gets a smoking room, yeah? Yes. Yes, the whole of the United Kingdom has gone no smoking, but not the sixth floor of the Holiday Inn. No, oh. Sir. They've made them all smoking rooms. Oh, and they've been the first rooms they've refurbished. And I was in a quality... It's one of the first that I was actually rewarded for smoking.
Right.
Oh, man, what a beautiful room. Loving it. Went to the gig. I was on with Ian Cognito, Ben Norris and Simon Evans. Three very, very good comics. Ian Cognito, good friend of mine. Me and Cog stay at the gig until it shuts. I have a great gig. Mm-hmm. We stay at the gig until it shuts at about 2-ish. Go next door to a pub called the Old Fox on Hurst Street, right in the middle of Chinatown.
Right.
And it's in like the gay quarter and Chinatown. So I'm loving it.
Brilliant.
The women. Whoa. They don't wear anything. Right? They're all right till they open their mouths. Right?
All right.
They're like Geordies in that respect. Right. Go to this pub called the Old Fox around the corner where we get lock-in with the doorman of the gig. Massive right. geezers from the gig. And one of them starts telling me about how he defeated King Billy. Does that mean anything to you?
Not a thing.
King Billy, the bare-knuckle fist-fighting champion of the UK,
all right,
was beaten by this doorman. Admittedly, King Billy was becoming an old man. Right. He was like 48 towards the end of his fighting days. But this doorman had been a young bare-knuckle fighter. So I thought, I'm going to be mates with you.
Yeah.
Because you beat up the hardest man in Britain.
Yeah.
Technically making you the hardest man in Britain. I'm going to be your friend. A really nice bloke as well.
Oh, cool.
He's mellowed as he's got older and all that.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And this is like, this happened in the 70s or something.
Oh, right.
He's an older guy, you know. But there's books about King Billy. He was, he's like, he was famous in this secret world of underground. And like, the they were fighting for like $3,000, $4,000 in the 1970s.
You know? Blimey.
Like, just in sheds. A load of pikeys around. Going, oh, fucking kill him. But yeah, anyway, so we're in this bar until, well, just before 4. And the reason I know it was just before 4 was like, because the barman said, boys, are you, to me and Cog, are you planning on keeping drinking? We went, of course we are.
Yeah.
He said, well, we're not going to be open for much longer. You better go now. I went, why? He said, it's 5 to 4. I went, so? He said, the off license next to your hotel shuts at 4. Went, see you later.
Right.
So we've been on fucking Guinness all night.
Oh dear.
From when we got there at about 8 until 5 to 4. Get around the offie, Cog says, you've had some rosé. I went, yeah, all right. 3 bottles for a tenner. Three
nice.
Bottles of rosé wine, back to the hotel, drank the lot with Ben Norris, and Cog was skinning up as well. 6 o'clock they left. Mortal. Utterly mortal. Woke up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
I was woken up by some idiot drilling.
Oh, the bastard.
Outside my... Oh, the,
I hate
man,
that.
The noisiest pneumatic... Just Saturday lunchtime, pneumatic drills. Bad. Bad. I was going to do a lot more in this bit, but I'm going to do it in the next bit.
Okay.
Because I've gone on way too much in this bit already. So, basically, I've just lost myself a bit. I'm now going to play a song by The Defectors.
Right? Excellent.
They are brilliant. Now, this is from their album, Bruised and Satisfied.
Yeah.
I need to get the right track here. I have been playing this a lot, this album. This is a very short song we're playing off, and most of them are longer. I just love this song. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Defectors' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDefectors.
It is. It's an unassailable lead. It's Tony 3.5, Paulie B 1.5. This is Fuck You, Because You're Looking Good.
I'm getting closer than I ever could. My body's pounding and I'm feeling good. Though I don't think I should. I'm gonna fuck it cause you're looking good. Wow! Fuck it cause you're looking good. Fuck it cause you're looking good. You say no, I am misunderstood. You think I'm acting though I never would. Hi, this ain't Hollywood. I'm gonna fuck it cause you're looking good. Yeah! Fuck it cause you're looking good. Fuck it cause you're looking good.
Well,
how good is that?
It's nice, isn't it?
It's great. The whole album is brilliant. And the album is not all that fast. Some of it really oozes.
Right.
It's got a big production on it. Really cool. Big production. It's just one of those. It's one of those things that when I was listening to it in the car, it sounded like I got surround sound. It's that well done. It's really, really well produced. And it's just a great album. And dude, just go to myspace.com/TheDefectors or go to Bad Afro Records. Just buy it.
Yes.
It's another one of those albums I'm saying, just buy it. It's brilliant.
Badafro.dk.
Yeah. If you don't like it, I will give you your money back.
Ooh.
How about that? It's that good.
Blimey.
You know, I can say that. I don't know. I'll never have to.
That's true. Yeah.
In fact, I'll go
more. Small point to that.
If you don't like it, I'll come round your house and mow your lawn.
There you go. Yeah,
no chance I'll ever do it. It's just buy it. Got a lot to get through in this bit, Paul.
All
stop
right, Paul.
Waffling. Right. We had a little message from Lord Raylock.
Yes.
But it freaked me out because it said it came from Jason Collier.
That's his name.
I don't think it is.
Oh, right, okay.
I think Jason Collier is just the skin Lord Raylock wears when he goes out. I think he's got it off Jason Collier. I think Jason Collier is skinned and in Lord Raylock's understairs cupboard.
That would make more sense.
And Lord Raylock has made a suit out of... He's made a Jason Collier
suit
out of Jason Collier skin and goes out saying, look at me, I'm Jason Collier. Bits hang off me. Right. Santa's a fantastic... Again, it's hands across the ocean. This is another great thing. Europeans heighten threat levels, right? And this is something he found on the net or something, and he sent us it thinking I might like it. Was he right? Oh, yeah. The English are feeling the pinch in relation to recent terrorist threats and have raised their security level from miffed to peeved. Soon, though, security levels may be raised yet again to irritated or even a bit cross. Londoners have not been a bit cross since the Blitz began in 1940 and tea supplies all but ran out. Terrorists have been recategorised from tiresome to a bloody nuisance. The last time the British issued a bloody nuisance warning level was during the Great Fire of 1666. Also, the French government announced yesterday that it has raised its terror alert from run to hide. The only two higher levels in France are collaborate and surrender. The rise was precipitated by a recent fire that destroyed France's white flag factory, effectively paralysing the country's military capability. It's not only the English and French who are on a heightened level of alert. Italy has increased the alert level from shout loudly and excitedly to elaborate military posturing. Two more levels remain: ineffective combat operations and change sides. The Germans also increased their alert state from disdainful arrogance to dress in uniform and sing marching songs. They also have two higher levels: invade a neighbour and lose. Belgians, on the other hand, are all on holiday as usual, and the only threat they are worried about is NATO pulling out of Brussels. The Spanish are all excited to see their new submarines ready to deploy. These beautifully designed subs have glass bottoms, so the new Spanish Navy can get a really good look at the old Spanish Navy. I would like to say that in no way was the previous statement the opinions and views of Punky Radio.
No.
However, they are of me.
Yeah.
What a fantastic bit. Lord Raylock, thank you so much. He needs to stay in prison.
Yes, he does.
Because as long as he's in prison...
We're not letting him out.
We're getting stuff like that. He's brilliant. Although what he's doing on the net, I don't know. Actually, no. He's only on the net when he's out of Nick, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I know he technically lives in a prison because he lives in Australia.
Yeah.
Which is just... It's just an open prison.
Pretty really, much. He's not getting off the island.
No. It's like a giant Alcatraz.
Yeah.
It even starts with the same letter.
Hey.
Exactly. I've got something to play you now. God, we've got loads to get through here.
Okay.
I've got something to play you now, mate. Oh, yeah. Blowjobs have been in the recording studio again.
All right, okay.
Hamboy and always looking went into Nice Guy James, as we call him, Slightly Cunty James.
Yeah.
Right. They went into Nice Guy James' bedroom recording studio. Got suitably pissed and stoned before the session started and have come out with some great new tracks.
Okay.
We're only going to play one this week. They've got three new ones posted on their MySpace page, myspace.com. Oh, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WeAreTheBlowjobs.
Bastard!
Thank you very much.
I really didn't think you'd get that. I thought I was going to sneakily get a point back. It's Tony 4.5, Paulie B and the Internet 1.5. And this is Ring of Fire featuring James, I believe, on acoustic guitar.
No.
Ha 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 ha! Phoenix has got a babysitter. That's what that is.
Right.
It's one of those babysitter.
Sound shit else.
How good is that?
I didn't wonder what that was.
Yeah,
what was it?
He got one of those, he asked his mate went to India and he said, "Will you bring me back a sitar?"
Right.
And basically his mate couldn't get the sitar in.
No, because it's massive.
Massive things. But he brought him one of those things that, you know, what was it he told me? The Knight Rider Bangra thing, dinga 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 dinga. One of those instruments. It's like a little black thing with just one string.
Right.
He brought me back one of those, and that's that. That's been added to the Blowjobs Orchestra.
Nice.
He clearly wanted to get that on a bit of Johnny Cash country and western. I think that's very, very good. They've also done a White Riot Blitzkrieg Bob.
Oh, have they?
Mashup.
What, together?
Yeah.
Nice.
Obviously played on recorder. There's drums on it, I think, as well.
Oh.
And they've re-recorded one that was exclusively aired on this show, Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, nice.
I think it's Eye of the Tiger, or the Final Countdown. It might be the Final Countdown.
Oh, the Final Countdown.
No, I think it's Eye of the Tiger. Okay. But anyway, they're both very good. Check out their page. I don't need that anymore. I can actually get rid of it. That would be more sensible. Right, next up, I have to do this quite quickly. The Wrench. You know we went on about The Wrench last month?
The magazine, yeah.
Last week. As of the next issue, I am writing a column in The Wrench.
Oh, you are doing it now?
I am doing it, yeah. Okay. And there is a Punky Radio column written in The Wrench, so that's another reason for you to buy it. Make sure that you check out The Wrench. They're on our top friends on MySpace. Got that out of the way. Good. I'm in Brighton this weekend.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday. At Comedia, which is on the lanes. So it's yet another opportunity for me to hang about with homosexuals.
Brilliant.
You'll
love that. Take your dress.
Look, I might do. I might like Chrissy.
Okay.
no, you don't like him straight. Don't like him straight.
No. Okay. All right.
No. Yeah. I just think he'll be too busy working on wars and that. In a little red dress.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I do like the gig in Brighton, though. So if you do get the chance to come down to Comedia, say hello. So I've got to say, Birmingham on Saturday night...
Mm.
I've done my hilarious I Predict a Fry Up song.
Yeah.
Noticed a bloke mouthing the words to it in the crowd.
Okay.
And that happens very rarely, that people know my stuff.
Yeah.
And turns out it was his first time at the Glee Club, and he found out the comics that were on. He'd gone online to try and find clips on YouTube in my space, and I was the only one with any form of clip at all, and it was that I Predict a Fry Up. That was just it.
It was on your MySpace.
On my MySpace page. Yeah. So... basically, he'd watched that a few times and loved it. But this bloke had got carried away.
Right.
Because I thought, hello, stalker material here.
Yeah.
Imagine my surprise when, just before I start my last song, during my last song, I took a pause, and this bloke just shouted out, "You're my hero!" Now, that's the kind of stalking I don't need.
No.
I don't need that stalking.
No.
But it's all right, he was just pissed.
Oh, okay.
I spoke to him afterwards, he's going, "I'm sorry, shout out, man. I just got carried away in a moment. I was so excited when you did I Predict a Fry Up, because I knew it. I thought
you're my hero,"
and then he just shouted out, "You're my hero." Quite nice.
That's quite nice, though.
I don't get that a lot. Well, I said at the time, I said, as far as heckles go, mate, I normally know what to do about them, but all I can really say is thank you.
Yeah.
I did say to him, I think you need to set your sights a little bit higher. If I'm your hero, mate, you're a long way down. And you should never meet your heroes,
thing.
Of course. Never meet your heroes. Do you want to just say a little bit about us winning the Podcast Peer Awards in music and coming second in comedy?
I'm really happy about it.
Go on. Have a little chat.
Thank you all for all your votes for it. We're really happy about it. Last year when we did it, we came second in music. And it was a close call, but this year we're really happy. And thank you all for voting for us. We pissed it. We won by over five votes. So thank you all. to vote for us, or our friends who signed up especially to vote for us. Thank you all for that. And comedy, we came second.
Second in comedy,
which we're really impressed about, because we weren't too bothered about it. We didn't really ask anyone to vote in it, and we still came second.
Yeah, that is really, really. Just thank you all so much.
So
we are vindicated.
We are vindicated.
We have a reason to exist.
We are the award-winning Punky.
We are the award-winning Punky Radio.
And where's our trophy?
Well, I don't know. The thing is, Tony, we can go to Dragon Con in Atlanta to pick it up.
Ah.
Fancy doing that?
Not really.
Well, I'd love to.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Unless he ships it to Chicago.
That's the point.
Yeah, could do.
I'm sure we can get, if Twilight goes again, we can get her to dress up in fuck all and go and pick it up.
Well, why not?
They'll like that, won't they? Actually, Cult of UHF bloke will be there. I might ask him to pick it up on our behalf.
And he's joint first.
And he was joint
first. Thanks to Punky Radio.
It is one, thanks to our late voting.
Yeah.
Yeah. He owes us one. Now, what am I doing here? Right. The Setting Sun, played a few tracks off this band. Most of you are loving them.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I know there has been no punk on this week's show. And we are continuing that now. There's been psychobilly and blues and kind of, well, I don't know, goth rock and roll and garage, but no actual punk. Don't worry, I'll make up for it next week. Plenty of punk for you next week. Don't panic, you punky fans. The Setting Sun, however, have a great album. We've played a few tracks off it. I have to say, is that an ice cream van?
Yep.
Excellent. I have to say that we have been featuring tracks off the middle of this album, because we've played 7 and 8,
yeah,
and now we're playing track 9.
Oh.
Right? We have two copies of this album to give away. First of all, Tony, what is The Setting Sun's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Setting Sun.
Put me out of my misery, you're absolutely right. 5.5, 1.5.
Nice, thank you.
2 weeks in a row, you thrashed me, man.
Beautiful.
The song we play is Out of My Mind. What I want to know, can you please, if you would like the chance to win one of these two albums, and I recommend you do enter, please email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your answer to the following question. What record label are The Setting Sun signed to? We play them a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you actually
research,
do this properly. I'm not going to do it myself. You'll have to go. The Setting Sun are on our MySpace page. So are the record company they're on. Are on our top friends as well. You will have to go through. You don't need to be signed up to MySpace to enter this competition, because you can see it from the profiles. You don't need to go into detail. Everyone can look who has a computer. And if you haven't got a computer, you're not listening to the fucking show. Let's
face
it.
No, that's true.
Oh, beg pardon.
Oh, dear.
Oh, crikey. That was quite a bottom burp. There might be some poos in my pants. So what I want to know is, what record label are The Setting Sun signed to? Answers to paulieb@punkyradio.com, just to get you in the mood for this album. Here is Out of My Mind.
Out of my mind, I'm walking down the street.
So, that was The Setting Sun and Out of My Mind. What I didn't say was, you will also win stickers and badges
Yes.
You'll get a Bad Afro sticker or two, a Setting Sun sticker or two, and a Bad Afro Records badge, as well as the... And that's a button if you're in America. See, BBC America are actually educating them. It was not twatish at all.
Okay.
And yes, you will get a badge as well. So, and there's two copies to give away. So please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your answer to the following question. What record label are the Setting Sun signed to? I'll probably announce the winners in a fortnight because of the way it works. Some of you don't get the show for 8 days. So it won't be announced for 2 weeks who's won to give you all a chance to enter. Because I'm fair but firm.
That's true.
I'm firm. Yeah. thank you very much, everyone who voted for us in Podcast. Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley.
We need your comments, people, please.
MySpace comments, we really do want this week. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, which we haven't done for ages, email paulieb@punkyradio.com.
If you've got a twat, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. The twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for nomination.
If you'd like judgmental to judge something, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email judgmental.
If you'd like to send us something, go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkradio. Our postal address is on there.
And if you'd like to start up your own little podcasting radio channel, why not go to the people we never mentioned and really ought to, punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
Good point.
Sign yourselves up with that and make yourself a podcasting radio station for yourself. Yeah. So everything you listen to online, you like.
Yeah, and be our friends and diggers.
And be our friends.
Of course, and reviewers.
Be our special friends. Come and see me in Brighton this weekend. Where are you this weekend?
Just around. Just around. Nowhere special.
Round, round, get around. Go get around in, yeah. Get around, round, round. Go get around and get around. Go get around. Go get around in. Round, round. Just get a fucking round. Get a fucking... That is a problem with the Beach Boys. They didn't buy their fucking drinks. The Bleach Boys do.
Do they?
I prefer the Bleach Boys to the Beach Boys.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Not only are they a better band, they round, round, get around, go get around in. They do. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up who? That's the longest show we've ever done, isn't it?
That is quite long.
And now Oz Talkies is making it longer.
A little bit, yeah.
I've just got a message from our sponsors.
Okay.
This show has been brought to you by Poos.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.